heavy metals and even microplastics? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477 or Google us in Port St. Lucie.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Remember in Revelation, the Lord said, I would that you were hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. Well, somebody's saying, well, I'm cold. Well, let me explain to you. He ain't talking about that kind of cold. In the context it was written in Revelation, there were hot and cold springs. They were for medicinal purposes. See, the lukewarm water had no medicinal purpose. It was the hot spring and the cold spring. So this is what he was talking about. I would that you were hot or cold, not lukewarm. So he's not giving you license to be lukewarm or cold. All right? There was no purpose for lukewarm. So what Jeremiah is saying here, those who do the work of the Lord negligently or half-heartedly, or are not on fire or fulfilling purpose, amen, they bring themselves under a spell. Yes, sir. They hem themselves in with obstacles. Yeah, yeah. Amen. And they'll find themselves, when temptation comes, powerless to resist. Amen. Amen. So let's lay that foundation. No more lukewarmness. Yeah. Come on, I love to see the young men. I love to see the little ones. I love to see parents. You know, when we do the Jericho Mark, people getting in and releasing, amen, praise. It's not just a show. Amen. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't care. At some point, you shouldn't care who's looking at you. Because I didn't come for you to see me. I came to worship my God. There ought to be times you say, excuse me. Pardon me, but... give me a little room here. When you understand the purpose and power of praise, amen, and what you release into the spirit realm, and how that praise goes before you. Remember with Jehoshaphat, they were hemmed in. They had a mighty army coming against them, and they didn't know what to do. The Lord said, send the praisers first. Send the singers first. Let them sing of the holiness of God. And while they sing, I'm going to send something into the enemy's camp, and they'll ambush themselves. So that's a principle in the Word. It's not applicable all the time, but there are times. And so every time we get a chance to praise. See, praises go up. It's like water. Water evaporates, but it changes. It is water here, but it changes. It changes form as it goes up. Amen. And it comes down a different form. Yeah. When praises go up, they change form. Amen. God says, I inhabit praise. Yeah. That ought to get you to praising God, if nothing else. Because God will get up in there in your car when you start praising him. Yes, he will, every time. I inhabit the praises of my people. So we don't want to bring ourselves under any type of curse by doing things negligently. Bible tells us whatsoever our hand finds to do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. Amen. Is that right? As unto the Lord. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Amen. Okay, so let's go to Joshua chapter 5. And we're looking at the voice of victory. We at Joshua. Joshua chapter 5. And let's start at verse number 9. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Can I prophesy to you right now? I said, can I prophesy to you right now? If you can receive it, it's yours. Today, God is rolling something away. Rolling off a reproach. I'll go as far as to say, an enemy that you have seen and struggled with, if you'll believe it, you'll see him no more. I'm not talking about an individual. I'm talking about an enemy, a spiritual enemy. He might have had inroads at one time, but if you can receive it right now, God says, I'm rolling away. I'm rolling away some stuff. I'm changing. I'm shifting an atmosphere over your life. Amen. If you can receive it. Joshua. Lord said, this day have I rolled away a reproach of Egypt from off you. That was circumcision. Wherefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal, the rolling away unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. Verse 12, and the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Amen. Somebody say, the manna has ceased. If we could mark this Super Bowl Sunday on our calendar as the day the manna has ceased. Now, somebody might say, oh, man. They had manna 40 plus odd years. But what you need to understand is manna is an indication of the wilderness. All through the wilderness, they had manna. In Egypt, they had the flesh pots. The manna was wilderness. It's an indication of wilderness. Somebody ought to be excited, because when that ceases, that means a new era has begun. Something new has come upon you. I mentioned earlier, if you look over the course of your life, and even in your sphere, your space, if you're walking with God, you're going to find that a lot of what used to be stumbling blocks have been removed. Amen. See, people through, I'm going to say just false doctrine and deceit, are looking for things for the church to get worse and worse and worse. No, that's the world. Darkness is upon the face of the earth. Darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness is going to cover the people that refuse God. It's going to get darker and darker. But that, tell somebody, that's not my portion. Come on, we just talked about the God of the universe, that it would take us 93 billion years to get to the edge of just this little observable part. And you feel like he can't keep you and bless you and prosper you? because it's dark out there? God always has a way. He had a way before you got in the way. He's not scrambling trying to make a way. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. That's why he gives us the mind of Christ, so we can begin to think with him. Amen. Our mind is finite. We hit limitations. That's why he takes us from faith to faith to faith. And from glory to glory and from strength to strength. When you think you've reached your limit, God says, no, there's more. when you think you take all you could take, no, God says you can take more. When you think you've gone as far as you think you can go, God says, no, I can take you further. Because my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. I am the God that strengthens you. I can do all things through Christ. Why? He strengthens me. We're not doing it in our own strength, with our own mind, our own wisdom. No, it's the wisdom of God. It's eternal, infinite. Matter of fact, the universe and science, God has given science to understand. The universe is constantly expanding.
Amen, amen.
Constantly growing, expanding. I understand why God spoke a word, light be. He never brought that word back. It won't return void. Light be. That light.
Amen.
Huh? That light he was talking about wasn't the sun and the moon. Sun and the moon appeared on the fourth day. Come on.
Amen, amen, amen.
Sun and the moon were already there. It just had to, he had to clear up the atmosphere. That was restoration time. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And even the picture that we get of the universe, do you understand? Okay, let me just, this is a sidebar. The universe, in the book of Job, if you read about the known universe as God created it, is frozen. The borders of it are frozen, and it sounds as though it was a house. God says he sits in the sides of the north. So there's a north. You know, if you left the planet here, where's north? But God said that. And he froze. You can read it in Job. It's shrouded. You have to study it. But he froze. Nothing created can go outside that. Angels can't. They were created bara. Man can't. God dwells in a light. No man, nothing created can approach. As a matter of fact, the word of God says in Psalms that he humbles himself to come into heaven. To sit on a throne when heaven is in him. When Lucifer rebelled against God, he simply allowed that was frozen to be let loose. The waters filled the universe.
Amen.
Not just the earth, not just the Atlantic and the Pacific and the Indian. No, it filled the universe. Science is telling you right now, they're finding water. Water that you could fit all our oceans in thousands of times in deep recesses of the universe. Somebody said, what a great God.
Amen.
When we start to see him kind of as he is.
Amen.
You know, Moses said, show me your glory. You ever ask God that?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. www.thecancerclub.com. And